You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This week, we hear from another Arkansas State University student about the university's involvement in saving the American Red Wolf. The Red Wolf is an endangered species and is also the mascot for Arkansas State University. A student organization has been formed called Red Wolves for Red Wolves. The student president of the club is Shane Goodling. In a recent interview, he told me why he was part of the group.
I got involved with the Red Wolf program, talking with Dr. Risch. He was trying to set up, I was in several of the wildlife club meetings, and he brought up the idea that they are trying to start a Red Wolves for Red Wolves conservation club. And conservation has been something I've been very passionate about since I was a child, from childhood experiences. And my fourth grade science teacher actually worked for the park as a park ranger in the summer and was very conservation based. And that kind of pushed my drive for conservation. I established, you know, we're not the only people here. We're not the only animals on this planet. And you know, we've done the most change to the planet in the short time we've been here, and we have to make sure that, you know, we don't overstep our bounds and we keep the natural world as intact as possible. And when I heard about the Red Wolf for Red Wolves Club starting up, I knew that I wanted to be a part of it because I myself have always been a wolf. My previous school, our mascot was the Wolves. And then Arkansas State's is the Red Wolf. So to me, it was something kind of personal. I could be involved in saving a critically endangered species. And I kind of just had that tie, you know, with the Wolves as always being a wolf.
Sure. And so kind of tell us about the student organization, if you don't mind, please. What are you all doing right now?
We're actively trying to create outreach programs for younger students like K-5, as well as we're helping work with a master's student about redoing her master's thesis is dealing with the junior high and high school biology programs, and they're wanting to incorporate Red Wolves into the actual programming. And so we've been doing a lot of work with them, and then we also do a lot of work with like the Endangered Wolf Center. Every October we go up and we help with Wolf Fest, and we try and reach out and we do fundraising for the Endangered Wolf Center, the Red Wolf Coalition, just our partner, you know, facilities, and we try to do anything that we can and help spread the message about, you know, what the Red Wolf plight truly is and what they're going through and the challenges they face and how we can help. And, you know, a big part of that is education, because there's just negative stigmas with wolves in general, and that's a big thing to overcome. And the best way to do that is by, you know, reaching out and educating people on the true facts of wolves.
Shane Goodling joins me here. What are some of those true facts that you would like to get out and educate people about?
One of the big facts, you know, that a lot of people have misconstrued is how vicious and mean wolves are. Most of their communication, when you see them, you know, in zoos or anything, and you see packs of them, their general communication to one another we perceive as aggression. When it's not actually aggression, they will, you know, growl, make sounds, you know, kind of, you know, raise their lips in different positions, showing, you know, different emotions and talking with their, you know, pups or pack mates. And we have to break that stigma that, you know, it's always them aggression, because when we do have wild populations like the North Carolina Red Wolf population or the Yellowstone Gray Wolf populations, people fear that they're going to be attacked by these wolves and that, you know, that they themselves are in danger. And one of the big things that we're pressing is, you know, telling people that, you know, it's the statistics aren't there backing, you know, that all these people have been attacked. There have been less, you know, I think there's only one or maybe two even recorded incidents of a wolf and, you know, a human interaction being, you know, violent and bad with the wolf attacking, you know, a human. It's very rare, and the statistics aren't really there for it. And that's something that, you know, we as, you know, as a club are really trying to, you know, help, you know, change. Because, you know, yes, you know, that circumstance is possible, but that's not, you know, they're very timid, you know, we have destroyed their populations so bad that they have this instinctive fear of humans. And they're not going to just willingly walk up you know, to someone, you know, if you're out, you know, camping or whatnot, they may be in the area and they may, you know, you may see them way off in the distance being inquisitive of you being in the area, but they are not outright, you know, just going to try and attack you. And that's one of the big facts, you know, and things that we're trying to push. And then we're also trying to let people know specifically with the Red Wolves that, you know, their biggest plight has been human caused. It's not like they were biologically insufficient to be able to survive in this area. They would still be thriving if humans hadn't come through as we were settling and just killing, you know, all the wolves and trying to eliminate them because they were just predators. Mm-hmm. That's been our biggest push in trying to change, you know, and let people know that, you know, if it wasn't for us, these animals would still be here. And the Red Wolf in specific, its plight, like I had stated, was just, it's mainly human-based. And people don't realize that they're the all-American wolf. And a lot of Native American stories, especially from Native American tribes on the East Coast, most people think when they mention a wolf that they're talking about a gray wolf. And a good portion of them are actually mentioning the Red Wolf. Because this is its area, and this is where a lot of tribes originally were located. And so a lot of their older stories are about the Red Wolf. And they're all positive stories of how, you know, the Red Wolf has helped them, whether it was, you know, hunting tribes that were, you know, lost in the woods, and the Red Wolf showed them home. There's all these positive stories, and we're trying to let people know about that. Because the more true, positive, you know, information we can get out there, the more it'll hopefully generate good ground for our program in trying to, you know, save the species. Mm-hmm.
And with this, how are you all working in your student organization way of recruiting more students and getting more of the student population involved in the Red Wolves for Red Wolves campaign?
One of the biggest things we've been doing is we're working with the education department, because most people, you know, most of our club members right now are biology majors and are more specifically wildlife majors. And we're reaching out with several of the teachers in the education program because they are very enthusiastic about this, because they can see where they can put it in their, you know, their actual programming for their new teachers that they're training. And a lot of the students are getting behind it, and we've been actively recruiting a lot of education, as well as we're also trying to reach out to the business and humanities coordinators to try and get them on board, because it's not just something, you know, we need to teach or, you know, someone that's in the wildlife field. There's a lot of other aspects in business and marketing that we're trying to reach out. And so I've been contacting a lot of the department heads and asking them, you know, how do you think we can tie this in? You know, we've got, this is the programs, you know, we have and that we're working on. How can we kind of tailor this to help get other departments involved? Because it's, yes, it started in the biology department, but we're trying to spread it out across the whole university, because ultimately there's going to be aspects of this conservation that everyone will need. You know, will need help in every facet. Like with business, you know, getting, you know, just getting out and talking to these other, you know, corporations, you know, for instance, like in North Carolina, you know, going out and talking to the ranchers and whatnot, you need a, you know, a lot of times, you know, they're looking at it as at a business standpoint. I come from a biology background. I'm not going to be able to view it the exact same way they are and see their side. So having business and marketing people in our club and helping us, they're going to be able to see that a little bit better and be able to help us tailor some of our information and how we talk to people and everyone else's view and the best way to get it across. So we've been actively trying to get a hold of several of the department heads to be able to just figure out, you know, how we can get their students interested and involved, and also make it to where it's something that'll help them career-wise. Because, you know, a lot of students, you know, at any university, no matter what degree they're going for, they establish, you know, what they're doing, you know, has to help them in their career. And so we're trying to make it, you know, not just, oh, you know, you're helping us now, you're helping us here. It's, oh, you're helping us here, but you're gaining knowledge in the future. Whether you're going to deal with anything with wildlife or not, dealing with, you know, a rancher about something on his land and how we can make a connection that can help them business-wise later down the road. And that's one of our pushes that we're trying for.
Shane Goodling is a president of the student organization Red Wolves for Red Wolves at Arkansas State University. You've been listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.